Good morning. Today is Monday, August 16th, 2021. And for KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera. The West's severe drought is threatening the livelihood of some of our region's ranchers and farmers. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
It's been an almost biblical summer so far. There have been swarms of grasshoppers eating crops in Montana. A massive new wildfire near the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation is burning up forage for cows. And now a new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture is projecting that hay and alfalfa production in some states in the West will be down by more than a third compared to last year. But there is a silver lining. If ranchers do need to sell some of their cows earlier than usual, they'll get top dollar for them. The price of beef is at a near record high due to soaring demand as the U.S. continues to recover from last year's economic freefall. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
The sweeping $1 trillion infrastructure bill approved by the Senate last week included funding for Western water projects that farmers, water providers, and environmentalists say are badly needed across the parched region. The Senate voted in favor of legislation that seeks to rebuild America's roads and highways, improve broadband internet access, and modernize water pipes and public work systems. The bill's future in the House is uncertain. Over the weekend, U.S. Senator Tom Cotton told a crowd of about 4,000 Nevada Republicans that he expects Adam Laxalt to soon announce a run for the Senate. As Republican leaders gathered at a rural Nevada cattle ranch in Gardnerville on Saturday, they reminded party faithful that winning back the Senate in the 2022 midterms could hinge on Nevada. The sixth annual Basque Fry event is increasingly becoming a key stop on the early presidential primary circuit, with rising stars hoping to strengthen their name recognition and endear themselves to voters. If Adam Laxalt runs, he'll face incumbent Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. The fight over mask and vaccine mandates moved to the center of California's looming recall election, with candidate Larry Elder promising to swiftly roll back sweeping government orders. Democrats labeled the leading Republican as a science skeptic who would endanger public health. Elder told reporters during an online gathering that if he replaces Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom in the September 14th election, he'll suspend any mask or vaccine mandates in place for state workers right away. Elder said he believes vaccines work and he's been vaccinated himself, but believes that should be a personal choice, not a government mandate. California's Asian population has grown by 25% in the past decade. New data from the U.S. Census Bureau released Thursday shows California now has more than 6 million people of Asian descent. That's more than the total population of most states. California's white population fell by 24% between 2010 and 2020. It confirms California, Hawaii, and New Mexico are the only states where whites are not the largest ethnic group. California's Hispanic population grew by 11% over the past decade to 15.5 million people. Dr. Audrey Sue Cruz is a Las Vegas physician, blogger, and now a Barbie doll. Toy company Mattel chose her as one of six new Barbies, honoring women who the company identified as heroes of the coronavirus pandemic. Cruz is a Filipina-American mom who grew up in Nevada and played with Barbie dolls as a child. Now in her 30s, she works at the Intermountain Healthcare in Las Vegas. Mattel credits her with fighting racial bias and discrimination during a rise in anti-Asian-related crime. And an apple orchard has been planted at the University of Nevada, Reno, in memory of a UNR graduate who died of brain cancer last year. Jessica Younger Dickens grew up in an agricultural community in Northern California. One of her final wishes was finding a place on campus where food could be grown to help people. More than 120 semi-dwarf cider and table apple trees have been planted in her honor at the new Jessica Younger Dickens Memorial Orchard. A separate pollinator garden is planned on campus outside the medical school where she worked. For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera.